At the UPS Store, we know things can get busy this upcoming holiday. You can count on us to be open and ready to help with any packing and shipping or anything else you might need.
Is there anything you can't do?
Actually, I don't have a good singing voice. The UPS... Nope. But our certified packing experts can pack and ship just about anything.
At least that's good.
The UPS Store. Be unstoppable. Most locations are independently owned. Product, services, pricing, and hours of operation may vary. See center for details. Come in today to get your holiday goodies there on time.
Human nature can get a little messy, but nature is powerful enough to save us from ourselves. Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent lifts away tough stains with a 97% bio-based formula. For when you think whipping up yellow curry chicken in white pants is a great idea, totally not speaking from experience. Let nature do its thing, so you can feel confident doing yours. That's the power of Seventh Generation. Find Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent in fresh lavender and other scents at SeventhGeneration.com.
Hello, this is Monica Reinagle, and you're listening to the Nutrition Diva Podcast. Great to have you here for this week's show. And now, I want to talk about rice. And I have to begin by making a confession. I know that brown rice is more nutritious than refined white rice, but I actually prefer the softer texture and the milder flavor of white rice, especially white basmati rice. Now, because I don't eat rice all that often, and when I do, I don't eat it in large quantities, I often go ahead and have white rice instead of the more virtuous whole grain brown stuff. Because in truth, the nutritional differences are not as big as you might think. But my recent discovery of black rice, which is sometimes called forbidden rice, has changed everything. Now, like brown rice, black rice is whole grain with all of the fiber-rich bran and the nutritious germ intact. In fact, black rice has even more fiber and protein than brown rice. But where black rice really shines is in its antioxidant content. The deep pigmentation of black rice, which when you look at it is actually a very dark purple, comes from anthocyanins, the same compounds that give blueberries their color and their health benefits. Anthocyanins help protect your heart and your brain. They can lower your cholesterol. They may even guard against cancer and dementia. In fact, anthocyanins might be responsible for many of the health benefits that are attributed to diets that are high in fruits and vegetables. Black rice is by far the richest source of anthocyanins of any grain. Take that, brown rice. But how does it taste? Well, it's a little hard to describe. Like brown rice, black rice is chewier and denser than white rice. But it doesn't really taste like either white or brown rice. It's plumper. It's almost juicy. And the flavor is more robust and complex. If you can imagine it, it's almost like a cross between brown rice, black beans, and huckleberries. And black beans and berries are also good sources of anthocyanins, come to think of it, so maybe that's the connection. Okay, that might not sound all that appealing, but trust me on this. While choosing brown rice over white rice sometimes feels like a bit of a sacrifice to me, black rice feels like a big upgrade. The recipe that first made me fall in love with black rice, I found it online. It was this salad made with cooked black rice, roasted butternut squash, pomegranate seeds, toasted pecans, slivered scallions with a maple lemon dressing. Although this salad is spectacular, it did involve an awful lot of chopping and other prep work. I still make it sometimes, and if you need a show-stopping dish for company or to impress the heck out of everyone at your next potluck, you're going to want to bookmark this recipe, and I've put a link to it in the show notes for today's episode, which are at nutritiondiva.quickanddirtytips.com. But you don't have to work that hard every time you want to enjoy black rice. You can toss cooked black rice with whatever you've got on hand, raw or roasted vegetables, leftover cooked chicken or tofu, dried or fresh fruit, chopped nuts or herbs. You just drizzle it with a little oil and vinegar and serve it as a side dish or a main course or pack it for your lunch. Now, you can also cook black rice using a pilaf method. This is the way I usually make it. And if this technique is not yet in your repertoire, It needs to be, because it works with virtually any type of whole grain.
At the UPS store, we know things can get busy this upcoming holiday. You can count on us to be open and ready to help with any packing and shipping or anything else you might need.
Is there anything you can't do?
Actually, I don't have a good singing voice. The UPS... Nope. But our certified packing experts can pack and ship just about anything.
At least that's good.
The UPS store. Be unstoppable. Most locations are independently owned. Product, services, pricing, and hours of operation may vary. See center for details. Come in today to get your holiday goodies there on time.
Human nature can get a little messy, but nature is powerful enough to save us from ourselves. Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent lifts away tough stains with a 97% bio-based formula. For when you think whipping up yellow curry chicken in white pants is a great idea, totally not speaking from experience. Let nature do its thing, so you can feel confident doing yours. That's the power of Seventh Generation. Find Seventh Generation laundry detergent in fresh lavender and other scents at SeventhGeneration.com.
Okay, so here is how to make whole grains using the pilaf method. You start by sautéing some vegetables, such as onion, carrot, celery, fennel, garlic, or any combination of these, with a little oil in a large skillet that has a tight-fitting lid. Now, I use a lot of vegetables in my pilaf because, well, you know how I feel about vegetables. I'm usually aiming to end up with equal parts grain and vegetable in the finished dish, and so that means starting out with about twice as much chopped vegetable as dry rice. So when your vegetables are soft, you want to season them with some salt and pepper, and then add 1 cup of dry rice or any other grain, and continue to sauté it for another 3 to 4 minutes, which toasts the grains. And then you add water or stock for extra flavor. You bring that to a boil, and then you just cover the pan, turn the heat down to low, and cook it until the liquid is absorbed and the grains are tender. That's it. Now, how much liquid you add and how long you'll need to cook it depends on the grain. For black rice, you would use about 2 cups of liquid per 1 cup of rice, and you'd cook it for about 30 minutes. If you have a pressure cooker, it'll only take about 10 minutes. Yet another reason that I love my new pressure cooker. When the grains are tender and the liquid is absorbed, you just fluff it up and serve it. If you're used to making plain steamed rice, mastering the pilaf method is going to turn that bland side dish into the highlight of your meal, and it also ends up sneaking another serving or two of vegetables into your day. Hey, sprinkle that with some fresh chopped herbs or green onions or toasted almond slivers, and they are going to be nominating you for a James Beard Award. Black rice is known as forbidden rice because it used to be cultivated in very small quantities and reserved exclusively for the emperors of ancient China. Fortunately, black rice is getting much easier to find. You'll almost certainly find it at a health food or whole foods store. Any place with a bulk grain section will probably have it. And if all else fails, you can buy it online. You'll spend between $4 and $7 per pound for it, which is more than you'll pay for regular brown rice, but it's still well under $1 per serving. So have I convinced you to give black rice a try, or maybe just given you an idea for a new way to enjoy it? Let me know what you think of it or share your favorite black rice recipe. You can post your comments on the new Nutrition Diva podcast Facebook page. Yep, we now have a brand new Facebook page that's just for the show, where you can easily find each week's podcast along with links to any related episodes and resources that I mention in the podcast, such as that recipe for the black rice and butternut salad. And you can even find information about special offers from our sponsors. You'll find that new page at facebook.com/QDT Nutrition. And you can reach me there or on my main Facebook page, which is still at facebook.com/NutritionDiva. Thanks so much for listening. I hope to hear from you and have a great week.
Human nature can get a little messy, but nature is powerful enough to save us from ourselves. Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent lifts away tough stains with a 97% bio-based formula. For when you think whipping up yellow curry chicken in white pants is a great idea, totally not speaking from experience. Let nature do its thing so you can feel confident doing yours. That's the power of Seventh Generation. Find Seventh Generation laundry detergent in fresh lavender and other scents at seventhgeneration.com.